You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
So it's the second day of the conference. It's just before another keynote speaker. And I'm Jack Wood, and I'm going to interview... It's Megan, right?
Yeah.
So what did you think of my talk?
It was amazing. Really, really well done, honestly.
Are you going to say that when I leave?
Definitely.
Good, good. That's what I want to hear. You can tell my boss that. So it was all about rock radio. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it was brilliant. For those that are interested in specialist programming, how do they move from student radio to that area of the industry?
It's pretty similar to, I'd say, moving to any part of the industry. I think it's a lot of people that have got here, you can call them swans, if you will, because they look majestic now, but they have been working their arses off under the water. So that's the point. If you've not quite, because I didn't win a single student radio award or even get nominated, and I know there's other people that be freaking out right now going like, oh my God, they've already won and they know people already. Don't freak out. I had no contacts when I left uni. I threw myself into doing community radio, which is a really good outlet. Just throw yourself into it and have fun. Like, I had a great time doing community station. It got me loads of experience. It allowed me to try out stuff that I got for feedback. So I'd say that's a really good idea, especially if you like specialist music, because no one's going to give you a specialist music show off the bat. It's very established people a lot of the time that get specialist music shows. I'm lucky that my whole station, Kerrang Radio, is quite specialist. Just experience and passion.
So to get sort of onto a show, you'll need a good demo. Do you have any advice for people that are making their first demo?
I think you need to make sure you're not just doing the same thing over and over again with different songs. I hear a lot of that, which is sort of like, I know you love these songs and you wanted to showcase them, but tell me something I haven't heard about this song. Tell me something that you love about this song. I want to hear passion and personality when I hear a demo. I remember someone saying this to me, and I've forgotten who it was. And they said, have at least one link that makes someone feel something, that like sort of brings an experience. So say if you were at a gig and like, I've gig cried before. There's no shame in good gig cry. Try and relate that feeling on your demo. Get like experience. Maybe like you were like your favorite band, you finally got to see them, what that felt like. Try and put that on. Like, I want to hear that passion, because you can't hide that. That's the reality. And that's you at the same time. So that's personality, passion, and feeling all in one link. So that'd be ideal for me.
And so with that passion, obviously people are passionate about the bands that they might get to interview. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips for when they get to interview bands?
I said this at the talk, didn't I? Don't ask the stereotypical ones, and then we had that big confusion where it said, what happens if you don't know much about them? Then start with the stereotypical questions and build on them. The biggest no-no I hate when I hear an interview is when a band has said something really interesting and you're like, oh, I really want to know more. And then the interviewer ignores what they've said and just carries on because they think they've got a great question coming up and they want to get to it. Listen to who you're interviewing as much as they're listening to you.
And so with the range of music that you get on specialist programming, how do you find and then filter through new music?
Well, we had Alex Baker, who's our fresh blood guy, pop onto the old keynote speech via my iPhone. Technology's great. And he has a really interesting way of doing it, because you get sent a lot of music, obviously. And what he said was, he'll get sent albums. If the first song doesn't grab him, or there's something about him that doesn't have potential, he might ignore it. He then organises it into like three piles, which is like, I really like it, I'll listen to it again, I really, really like it. So it has to go through three levels before I put it onto a show. So that's how he filters through it. I filter through it by taking his recommendations. And obviously, like, I get sent stuff as well. And if there's something I like, I'll fight to get it on my show. But it's a lot of effort to get it onto like a daytime show at times. So if I'm willing to properly push through, I know it's a good tune. And even just go see the support bands, for God's sake. Like, you paid for the gig tickets, go see them. And a lot of the times they're up-and-coming people. Try looking at different blogs, recommendations, listen to what your friends recommend you. Like, you can find new music anywhere. Especially, I think it's quite easy to do it at university, because you can play whoever you want at student radio. So maybe if you like, look at who's playing the smaller venues, have a listen to their stuff on SoundCloud and go, actually, do you know what, they're decent. Maybe, because they'll be really willing to give you an interview. So just like pursue it that way.
Awesome. And do you have any final words of wisdom for those that want to pursue a career in specialist music programming?
The same bit of probably advice I've always given and been given. Don't be a dick. Like, it's so small, this industry. Like, literally, I'm bumping into people left, right and centre who I know at this place, at the student radio conference. So just don't be a dick. Just be really nice to people. Be polite. be yourself. So if you happen to be a dick, this might not be the industry for you, but be yourself. Lots of personality, lots of passion, and there's going to be a lot of hard graft, but it's worth it if you really want it.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.